Hello, and welcome back to the 75th Ranger Regiment IT Innovators Podcast. Today's interview is with the Director of the New Program Executive Office, PEO Soft Digital Applications, Colonel Paul Weiser. Colonel Weiser is an aviator by trade and a career acquisitions officer. His program falls within the Soft Acquisition Technology and Logistics Directorate in SOCOM. PEO Soft Digital Applications will be the cradle-to-grave, one-stop shop for delivering software-intensive digital applications into the soft enterprise. Thank you for listening. Rangers lead the way.
At dawn on the morning of the 6th of June, 1944, 225 Rangers ran to the bottom of these cliffs, and the American Rangers began to climb.
Today, we have done what we had to do. If necessary, we shall do it again. He counted on America to be passive. He counted wrong.
Colonel Weiser, sir, thank you for joining us on the 75th Ranger Regiment IT Innovators Podcast. Captain Cho and I were thrilled to hear about the new SOCOM PEO digital applications, and we're excited to be talking with you today. How are you doing today, sir?
Hey, good afternoon. I really appreciate you inviting me here to talk about this organization we've stood up here at SOCOM in support of the digital enterprise across the formation.
Absolutely, sir. And as I mentioned previously, your organization is brand new. Why did SOCOM establish PEO digital applications?
I think what had happened is the organization realized as they started working on a data strategy, an analytics strategy, and started going after artificial intelligence and machine learning capability, that they had to dedicate a material enterprise that could support both the chief data office and the chief information office as part of that triad that would help bring that capability to the formation.
Hey, good afternoon, sir. This is Captain James Cho. It appears that the restructuring occurred in part to make sure that software acquisition was done efficiently. How are software acquisition strategies evolving at SOCOM?
So it's at SOCOM and it's at DOD writ large that software is beginning to software acquisition is beginning to look more like the commercial industry instead of treating it as a platform acquisition, looking more at agile processes and methodologies, looking at faster delivery, looking at quicker turnaround, getting better user involvement. So part of the stand-up of this organization is to get a core competency in software acquisition and software development and to build upon those commercial best practices.
Yeah, I think that's spot on, sir. But we believe that acquisitions is only part of the puzzle. So will SOCOM only procure software or they develop software themselves?
No, I think you're going to see acquisition across the spectrum from taking some commercial off-the-shelf capability that's tried and true and easily integrated into our current platforms to development on the edge and everything in between. And the rationale behind that is the commercial industry does certain things very well, you know, typically in business practices, in certain business analytics. There's no sense in trying to reinvent that wheel. However, probably not too often that the commercial industry is going to have to develop a capability where they're going to take geospecific data worthy of mensurating information and targeting for precision munitions. So we're always going to have a requirement to develop that type of software and unique software for the Department of Defense and for SOCOM in general.
Sir, at SOFIC, we heard General Clark talk about the hyper-enabled operator. How does PEO Digital Applications support the General Clark model of the hyper-enabled operator?
So, you know, one aspect of a hyper-enabled operator is his ability to have information required at the point of need and when it's needed. Our intent is to ensure that we both support from the strategic level and maybe a cloud-based format, analytics, intel information, operational information, and knowledge pushed forward, but then also at the edge, hopefully we'll be able to bring larger computing power and knowledge and information and processing capability carried forward so that there's not a need to reach back. So that soldier right at the point at the edge will be able to either look at information that's available or develop information and program information at the edge that could be utilized for fit for purpose at that time.
So from our foxhole, there are a lot of organizations right now getting after the software development and adding software capabilities to their unit. How are you achieving unity of effort at PEO Digital Applications?
I think the advantage that I have sitting at the headquarters and looking across the formation, I'm seeing many silos of excellence across the formations, especially in units such as 75th Ranger Regiment, where you have created software development teams that go forward to compute at the edge. And I look at that opportunity and not as, you know, how do I do something or how do I create something outside of that? I look at figuring out how do I take that best of breed approach, knowing that you are solving the problems that face your organization, and you've done so through iterations and created this formation that provides you a capability that you require. How do I get that and push that to the other organizations? Do I replicate that, or do I look at figuring out how we best of breed things, or do we just create a community of interest that brings folks together? And I could do that from the headquarters looking down because I have access to all the organizations. It could be, you know, said that necessity is the mother of invention and innovation. And, you know, innovation doesn't come out of, you know, necessarily labs and science offices or at headquarters. Innovation comes out where the need is, and you've innovated by creating your development teams at the Ranger Regiment, and that innovation needs to be captured, and it needs to be promoted, and it needs to be facilitated and pushed out throughout the formation so that everyone can take advantage of that opportunity to meet their software computing needs where they need it to be.
Because you're SOCOM headquarters, does your implementation end at where SOF, does your, the implementation of what you're trying to do, does it only extend to the boundary of SOF, or are you able to cascade across conventional Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines, etc.?
So I'm in a very unique opportunity where as a Title 10 agency, I have authorities to develop and deliver capability to the SOF enterprise, but I also receive anything that the services develop. I'm able to take that service common solution and perpetuate that into the SOF elements. Vice versa, those things that we develop in SOCOM that find a opportunity to be pushed into the services, we can do that two-way street. And software is different in that very little of it is SOF unique. So there's opportunity we have, and I've already started the cooperative efforts between, I know, Air Force, PEO Digital, between DOD's digital services, and I'm sure I'll have an opportunity to work with the other services to figure out where we can all take advantage of our development and digital and software development strategies.
So one of the things that we've identified as we've started to play in this space, as you mentioned, adding software capability organic to the Ranger Regiment, is that finding the right people is the hard part of the challenge. How is PEO Digital Applications, or will your PEO participate in the talent management efforts when it comes to expanding software capability?
Yeah, that's a great question. Since SOCOM receives its personnel and its warfighters from the services, I really have to get into the services and discuss the requirements and the training and the development for the future on where they plan on going with providing soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines with training in software development. Along with that is helping them figure out what path, growth path that they have in their organizations to not only excel in that capability, but show, talent management for advancement and entrance into the soft formations. Things that we can do along with, taking service provided training and capability and personnel is to offer opportunities both in the tactical units and in the headquarters units. Probably a great opportunity for some of those soldiers coming out of 75th Ranger Regiment after a 2 or 3 year tour would be maybe an internship here at the headquarters or working with industry to, enhance their skills, learn commercial best practices, kind of take a knee from the quick op tempo that you have out on the line and get to really, learn the academic piece of this before returning back to the formation and being able to train the trainer for other folks and then just get better at skill craft.
Sir, so historically, military acquisitions takes a long time, roughly 5 to 7 years, and that varies on the type of product and delivery. But that's especially challenging when it comes to software. I can't imagine if I still had the phone I had 5 to 7 years ago running those apps today in 2020. So what are the challenges of that you have to overcome in software acquisition to stay relevant with industry and innovation in this space?
Sure. I'll start this, respond to this with a paraphrase from the SOCOM acquisition executive, Mr. Jim Smith, where he places kind of the conundrum in most material development has been hardware defined and software enabled. Where we're looking now, where we've come over the past decade or more, is moving to a relationship where things are software defined than hardware enabled. That's a complete mindset change from a traditional waterfall development that we would use on a platform. A material platform is a vehicle or a ship or a aircraft. Software, to develop it and to deliver it is on much shorter timelines. It doesn't last as long. It goes out of use more quickly. So I believe, and DoD recognized this, and they created a software acquisition pathway in their instruction that's come out and has provided authorities that allow us to use a commercial agile acquisition process where we no longer intend on developing for months and years to deliver in years. We now expect to develop in days and weeks to deliver in weeks and months. And that turnover rate. What aids us in doing that is policy that's allowing us and providing us the authority, but then also having an environment such as new Agile Dagger development security operations environment that will allow folks to develop their software programs and applications inside of a trusted environment so that as this development and testing occur, it comes out with an authority to operate and put onto the network, which significantly reduces the time that we typically have to test things in methods previously.
Sir, in 5 years from now, what does PEO digital applications look like, and what is it providing to the warfighter?
Well, that's going to be one of the most interesting questions to ask, in that I believe if I've done my job right and we've done this well, there will be very little required to remain at the headquarters in PEO digital applications. I believe that this capability and the authority to develop and the work that we do will be pushed down to the components and to the organization, such as 75th Rangers, to develop and maintain and provide that their own capability. I'm hoping that we've done enough of the work and the coordination and the stakeholder engagement up front now to set that condition so that there's not a requirement to maintain a centrally managed and directive organization, but it's more dispersed throughout the formation. We'll see where that goes, but I think, if anything, software has that ability to become more of a distributed development organization versus centrally commanded one.
No, sir, I think that's great. And I think that's forward-thinking leader that we need, and I'm glad you're in this position.
As far as what PEO digital applications would do to support talent management, I can take the model that we already use at SOF Acquisition Technology and Logistics, where we support military academy students that come in from internships. We support warrant officers that have come in with technical capability to solve certain problems. We take civilians from other organizations. We call them ghosts, sometimes military, sometimes civilian, do 90-day rotations. I can very easily be convinced that many of the enlisted soldiers that are coming out of either the cyber realm or in the communications realm with 3 to 5 years experience can be brought in up to the headquarters, be assigned over at places like SoftWorks, the Data Engineering Lab, my office, to help solve some of our problems and learn what the strategic issues behind software acquisition are, so that they can take that knowledge back to an organization and have a little more knowledge of the battlefield of where things are going, and provides them the network so that when they're out there, they know who to contact when they're out on the edge and where they get support from.
And if, for somebody listening right now that their ears kind of perked up when they heard that, what do they need to do in order to get in that pipeline?
Well, I think, you know, hey, if you guys go up through your command and put a request up to, you know, SOCOM saying, hey, how do we get folks at, you know, some of our folks into SOF AT&L, then a task would come down and I would jump on it and say, sir, I'll sponsor that.
Hey, sir, I
would sponsor. In fact, I don't even have to wait, but it would help if people asked for it. But I could easily go back to Mr. Smith and say, hey, I'd like, once I've gotten established, I'd like to set up a program where I could take folks that have come out of some of these organizations and give them 6 months to a year up here, rotate them around to the different organizations, maybe, you know, a few months at SoftWorks or the Dell, a few months in my office, a few months at one of the local commercial industry companies, and get a taste of kind of the full package before heading back.
Should there be a call for competition? You know, like, hey, let's make it the great power competition, great software competition.
So I'll tell you, I mean, that would be interesting, and kind of, you know, this is where I bounce on back and forth between what you guys are doing and what you have, and I start thinking, you know, typically what you get at a headquarters, what we put out, not we SOF AT&L, but SOCOM, they basically put policy out, right? They basically say, here's the rule set you're going to work in. You know, we put out products and stuff, but usually if we're putting out a product, it's something everybody can use, some kind of joint thing. I look at the capability you have and I said, you know, everybody probably would like or probably needs an ability to customize the things they do with the devices that they have on the edge. But not everybody's going to have the same requirement. What the maritime guy wants to be able to do is absolutely not the same thing that what you guys want to do, or what AFSOC guy wants to do. But they're all, but what part is similar and what part's different, and how do you, you know, how do I not prescribe it? How do I facilitate everybody getting what they want by, you know, being able to develop themselves? But how do I convince SOCOM, hey, here's where you need to invest? There's that this is something that needs to be invested in, even though it's going to look a little different everywhere they go.
I think that's going back to the root of the question where we said, what are your biggest challenges? And maybe it's not challenges just for your organization, but down and in. You know, how do the service components react to this? What gets them the most gain and gets after their what they want?
Yeah, and what are they willing to, how do they prioritize it? Like, you guys prioritize it, Rangers, and I think USASOC in general, because General Baudet seems to be really forward thinking in this. So USASOC's looked at this and said, hey, this is a weapon system. This capability is a weapon system, and I need to prioritize it as such. I don't know that everybody else has. So how do you convince the other folks that, hey, you may not be doing it now, but you probably should be? Without telling them that, you know, I'm selling them, you know, beachfront property in Nebraska.
So I think this podcast is exactly the way we tell them.
I agree, and I got full support from our command to, you know, to get on this and do this. But this is probably just step one. Then I think, because I'm part of all these different communities, I think there's a community interest that should develop and be based around edge computing and software development, and be made up of folks like you and your organization and other components at that level, not headquarters folks, not us telling everyone how to do it, but the solution being developed at the user level that I can take as a requirement to then figure out, how do we fund this stuff? How do we train it? How do we get it out there? How do we modify it? You know, how do we work within the components?
Yeah, I think in 5 years from now, what was accomplished by soft digital applications is going to be incredible. And I think we're going to be well prepared for the future fight, for the requirements that the warfighter has.
Yeah, I would say, if we've done this right, then the services ought to have done something pretty damn similar too. And this ought to turn into kind of like a loose network. You know, just like software itself, it's there's no right or wrong way to do it, but the advantage you have is the network, how you networked it, how you're communicating, and how people are interacting. That's where the power comes from.
Nope, sir. Hey, thank you for your time. Thank you for being on the podcast, and thank you for what you're doing. It's going to be great.
No, thank you guys, and stay tuned, because we're gonna you know, start putting something together so that you guys get a voice. It's time to hear from the folks that actually need the product.
Right on. Thanks, sir.
Absolutely, sir. Looking forward to it. Thank you for your time.
Hey, you guys have a great weekend.
You too, sir.
You too, sir.
Take care. Out here.
This recording and any information or material placed on this podcast, including advice and opinions, are the views and responsibilities of those making the comments and do not represent the views of the Department of Defense, the United States government, or its third-party service providers. Thank you.